Patriots have announced that gates will open at 5 on Friday on Tom Brady's statue night, and you can stream the ceremony at 6 with various dignitaries. Tom Brady arriving for that. I don't know if he'll stay for the game or not,
No.
Curtis. But what do you want the statue to look like? I know we got to get to Hill Mail, but what image, what Tom Brady moment do you want commemorated in that statue?
I want it to be a mixture of the Sistine Chapel and Jesus Christ.
I want the let's go. I want him yelling. I don't want him throwing.
Like fist?
Yeah.
You don't want him throwing the football?
No.
I mean the...
Nope.
Oh, the holding up the Lombardi?
Yeah, holding up the Lombardi. Or the let's go that he used to do at the end of the field when he ran out every time. Like, I just want something that's very symbolic of Tom Brady. I feel like any quarterback can get a statue throwing a football.
I want Tom holding a sign that reads, "Everything behind me is because of me."
We're bringing this sucker home!
I mean, do you think he had a say in what it looks like?
I hope so.
They say no. I trust RKK.
Maybe.
But if he did, it'd be great. You know the who's his daughter? Viv.
Yep.
He had her on his shoulders.
After one of the Super Bowls,
yes. Yeah. Like I mean, loves his kids, Family Guy. That would be a cool.
He wouldn't do that weird? Because then he'd be like, you know, I got
but
a couple
you can't
other
pick
kids
her over Jack right. Or yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
What if he has a black belt on as a shot at Giselle's boy?
It's either going to be some form of...
It's like a downward dog or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's either some...
Jiu-jitsu.
Some form of a throwing motion or one of the trophies up, let's go, or like you said, Courtney running out with his fist, let's go. Yeah. It's going to be one of those things.
I think it's the bringing the suck. If I had to do it, it would be the Lombardi over the stage with the, you know, pointing it out to the crowd, bringing the sucker home image is the best.
Yeah. So you don't want in-game action, Tom Brady.
No, like that is the defining moment of his career, down 28-3, everything going on with Spygate and Deflategate and nonsense, and to stand there to get his fifth ahead of everybody.
But he has so many moments.
What about QB sneak? I mean, the man was phenomenal at QB sneak.
Yeah, I can't really do that, though.
The tush push has been adopted.
There's so many moments, so I think, you know.
What, I mean, you don't want him in uniform, like helmet on. Like, I mean.
I'll take him in a backwards hat. Yeah, I will.
Don't show it to Cowherd.
Yes, well, I will.
That's a good question, because if you do some of those post-game Super Bowl moments, then he's not in you. He's just, like, going to be wearing a T-shirt.
You could do the courtroom artist.
That would be the best one.
Well, that's why he's going to have a say. He doesn't want to be done dirty there.
But if I had to put money on it now, because, Greg, I didn't even think about that. You brought this up. He's going to be in helmet throwing a pass in uniform, because they can't just have him holding something up because he's not in full uniform.
He's in full uniform, though, when he runs, when he came onto the field every game and he would run the whole thing and do the let's go with his arms kind of down yelling.
Yeah.
He's in full uniform there. I think that's what they're going to do.
But isn't he wearing his helmet, too, when he's doing that?
He is.
So it'd either be that or him, you know, just in throwing motion. But it'll be full-on uniform, so the crafts can make sure that you clearly see the Patriots logo, the number 12 on the jersey.
Has it time passed the simple bronze statue by? Like, shouldn't it be AI interactive or whatever? And you go up and you talk to Tom and he tells you how he's feeling.
Pretty cool.
The hologram?
Yeah. Holograph.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, hologram Tom Brady.
That way, I mean, I guess you could. He's like always there. What was the movie where that, like, the person is always there, so Tom Brady is always there? Like, welcome to Gillette Stadium, the house that I built. I'm Tom Brady. Behind me is one Patriots place. You'll find many T-shirts and hats for you to purchase. Please go upstairs to the Hall of Fame.
Go check out Howl at the Moon. Yes.
80 for Brady.
Yeah, you can sit in the actual huddle and hear me call a play.
They do have that thing in the Hall of Fame where you can get in the huddle with
him. Right.
But that looks nothing like him, that one that's in there.
Right.
I hope it looks like him.
It's going to be
awful if it doesn't look. But they commissioned it a long time ago, so I'm sure.
I think it's going to be helmet on, uniform, so you get the Brady jersey, you get the number 12 on the back, you get the name on the back, like you get the flying Elvises on the shoulders and that kind of thing.
Texter says most iconic shot of Tom Brady is Super Bowl win when he's got his hands on his head. Maybe that's what it'll be.
He's not in uniform, though. He's just
he's got the Super Bowl T-shirt on. And
do you think the crafts...
We just won the Super Bowl.
Right, but don't you think the crafts really want to highlight
The uniform,
the Patriots logo.
Yeah. Just to think of how lucky we are to be born now. The act of being born is like one in a jillion. That we were born in this city at this time when he was the quarterback of the Patriots. I'm told I'm miserable and downtrodden, all those things. I am so grateful that I had the privilege to watch this guy carry Belichick's fat ass to six Super Bowls and win another one in year one in Tampa. All hearing you guys, Wiggy rooting against the Bucs, saying the Saints are going to win. The Saints are going to win.
Yeah, I didn't want to see him win with Tampa.
Shutting up Aaron Rodgers in the NFC title game, the biggest wuss decision, kicking a field goal to make it a 5-point game and giving the ball to Tom Brady, and then just demoralizing Patrick Mahomes at the age of 43. Thank God for Tom Brady. What joy. Well,
it will be pretty special, I am sure, on Friday night, and you can stream it at 6 o'clock, or you can get in there if you're going early on Friday night. All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you have to call Coleman.
It's electric!
Got to give a big shout-out to my guy, Santo, doing that bike race for a good cause. Respect. This year, Cape Cod. Next year, Tour de France. Who knows? You want to know who couldn't do that bike ride? His name is Shime. He couldn't even get one of his legs over that bike frame to sit on the seat, let alone pedal. You want to know why? Because Shime still stinks.
More like the
I can tour. Get on a bike, but thank you.
More like the Tour de Pants, based on that photo that you shared.
It's got people talking.
It really does. I got a side-by-side photo sent to me.
Yeah. Somebody said, is that Bolo?
Yeah. No. Greg showed me of LB in, was that a Jingle All the Way 5K
yes.
costume?
Yes, he was wearing a costume.
It was Bulge Gate, really.
It was. Yeah. It was Bulge Forward.
Yes,
it was.
I mean, he can't contain it.
Is he going to do the PMC again?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah.
Great job by him.
Hello, this is Matt. So, at the beginning of the season, I made a bet the Red Sox would win the World Series, plus 1,800, 1,900, something like that. About a month ago, the buyout on the $10 bet was 80 cents. Now it's up to $2.60. We're making progress, fellas. Don't give up on this team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You get the I'm always told by Curtis and Ken that you just get there and anything can happen. Anything can happen in October.
In baseball, it is. If you got Crochet and Giolito and Bale, let's say they're on in the postseason, and that's the thing about baseball. And they've beaten the Dodgers. People think the Dodgers can win the World Series. They've beaten the Yankees. Like, they could legitimately beat any team in a 7-game series.
Hey, guys, I'm just sitting here looking at my computer after another Red Sox win. And Jaron Duran leads the team in at-bats, runs, hits, doubles, triples, bases on balls. He's second on the team in RBIs. He's second on the team in stolen bases. And he's fifth in home runs. This is the guy you wanted to trade. Idiots, all of you.
Hey, he has gotten hot.
I think you win with pitching, but
it's a month, though. Remember how hot Don Raffaello was. Yeah. You know, that's the thing about baseball, especially with the hitting. You get these highs, these lows. But I agree with Curtis. It's about your pitching. And people in Major League Baseball will tell you that. And people who know the game a lot better than we do will say it's about.
But you're an all-city catcher. You know this.
Right, I am. But there are people that, listen, I'm going to be humble. I know there are people out there that know a lot more than baseball.
Oh, stop it.
You know, Veritek being one
not
of those guys.
Not when it comes to having the infield in on the grass.
Well, that's different. I'm an aggressive manager.
Right. Will Middlebrooks is still shook.
Excuse me for being a day behind. But, I got on Instagram yesterday morning and saw this nice photo of Coco and Santo, her supporting her husband. Thought that was great. And then I started scrolling down and holy crap. Guy's got a ham hock down there, Coco. Good for you.
Yeah.
Sato is loving it.
Oh, he's seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world
though. Last night he said, "I just sat back. You know, I didn't fight it, and I let the photos speak for themselves."
So see, now Americans should be happy because now you see what, like, you know, 5-6 inches looks like.
No.
It's bigger than you expected.
No.
You did say seven was massive.
Because I didn't know what seven was. I had to be taught after.
You didn't know how big seven inches was?
I feel like there
was there like a fluffer there before the photo, or was that just it was all natural?
Straight off the bike.
He was not thinking about baseball.
He'd have his blood pumping.
Said no one ever. I don't know what 7 inches looks like.
I don't.
A lot of friction on the bike seat. Did he had just gotten off the bike seat?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I got to tell you, I've been to P-Town many times. A lot of good-looking people walk around.
I'm Colin. I got a joke for you. I heard the other day. You ready? Yeah, here we go. Bill Belichick and a 28-year-old female reporter walk into a bar. Tell me if you've heard it before.
Is that Mary Kay Cabot? Yeah. Classless.
Yeah, it was classless.
A long way to get nowhere.
That was classless.
Did Wiggy really just make fun of Jaren Duran's voice? He said, "Hey, yo, he's tatted up. He don't look like he would have that kind of voice."
Oh, my voice goes with my look. Got my accent. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Anytime people are like, "Yo, your accent is definitely fire."
What is your accent?
It's a mix of Boston and, I don't know, whatever my mother gave me and whatever I heard growing up around the house.
Yeah.
I think assembling furniture for single women is a great idea. As the saying goes, if you build it, they will come.
Hey, good one.
Story about how women are apparently turning to Hinge not to get a hookup, but to get a guy to come over and assemble the furniture that they purchased at Wayfair or wherever.
And there is really nothing hotter than watching somebody, a man, like, put something together. Like,
really?
Hang, yeah.
Really?
Huh.
Like, you like that
handy.
Plumbus crack?
Yeah. Well, no, like, be handy around the house. Yeah.
IKEA is foreplay.
Like, you know you don't have to do it. He knows what he's doing. The
guy he's taking control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm worried that Courtney's going to have the same reaction to Alan Jackson that the woman at the orchestra had to the music.
I was saying to Greg, I want to go to dinner with him. I'm just so fascinated by him.
Impressed.
He's also extremely handsome. He's been, I mean, my girlfriends are all talking about him.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So he's very popular with the ladies.
Is he? He's
well, he's taken, you know.
Yes, yeah. But he's more popular, I would think, than Crash Daddy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Crash Daddy?
Yeah, who's that?
From the trial.
Yeah, he was one of the guys who testified that the ladies were intrigued by.
I got a picture of him. He has a beard,
yes.
Like a goatee.
Yeah.
Yes. But sometimes he goes no facial hair.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Was at the Red Sox game last night, and everybody in Kansas City was there. Every Royals fan taking over the ballpark.
Hey, Kansas City shows up.
Well, I mean, Curtis was there. He experienced it himself.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Oh, was that a shot at me?
I'm assuming. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not
a great Curtis, if I'm being honest.
Kansas City fans show up.
Well, I think there were more Red Sox. I would assume there were more Red Sox fans there last night than there were.
I don't know. It's hard to tell on television.
Yeah.
You know.
Courtney, darling, is your father here? I just want to say you don't have to hide our information. If Greg wants to say that your mother was out with Roman Anthony at that restaurant the other day, that's more than fine. I was, as that Wiggy fellow says, keeping it a buck with Leah at that moment. Divide and conquer.
Disgusting.
So, Greg sees Roman Anthony walking around town with a beautiful woman, and then the very next day, he's out of the lineup with a backache. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Mm. I didn't feel like that was dry snitching. I just thought it was...
Then what is dry snitching?
Well, I mean, you don't think the guy is single and he plays for the Boston Red Sox. Of course he's meeting
got a smoke
ladies.
On his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
but wasn't he at Nantucket with a bunch of, like, didn't, like, four smokes go in there?
Well, that was, like, Leah and her friends were on Nantucket with him. So,
right, but it might have been, we don't know who the other girls are other than his sister.
Let the guy live his life, for crying
Correct?
Out loud.
To be fair, I give Courtney more credence than you. She has the WAG experience.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I could imagine, you know, God forbid he told... you know, a nice girl that he met. Oh, I'm staying in tonight. I'm not doing anything.
It was just coffee. It's 9 a.m. in the morning. They probably met for a coffee clutch. Yeah.
If he did that, then clearly he don't give enough. Yes. If he told, hey, listen, stay in the night. I'm just saying. Strolling around the seaport hand in hand with another chick.
Listen, I've learned my lesson. Yeah. Gresh's head in the Twitch chat says, please, mind your own business. Mind your own business, Greg.
Quarter of 10.
I will.
Yeah, I swear this lady is not looking at me like I'm crazy because I am at a red light singing, they eat all the dogs. They eat all the cats. Yep, this lady thinks I'm absolutely out of my mind. But pretty good song. They eat all the dogs. They eat all the cats.
It's,
all right.
It's catchy.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah. It's really the part where the dude sings, they're eating the pets, please don't eat my cat. We're gonna have to listen to
that. They're eating the dogs.
This part's okay.
They're eating the cats.
But when you get into the guy going solo,
they're eating the pets of the people that live there. People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else. Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
Yeah, see, that's the part that
it's, a, it's such a like that is like the that's like Afrobeat at its best, like a Caribbean vibe.
Right,
this is a
very
good
catchy
song.
Amen.
Is that it, Chime?
That's it today.
Okay. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.